Welcome to the Regen Radio Podcast for November 14th, 2005. Today features a special interview with Nick Gorman from Fractured. But starting off today is the new God module. This is A Night Like This off the album Viscera.
We'll be right back. listening to Regen Radio at regenmag.com.
Thank you. coming Wednesday, November 16th, to the Majestic Theater in Detroit, techno-industrial pioneers Front 242. Opening the show is darkwave trip-hop duo Hungry Lucy. Enter now to win VIP entry to the show as a guest of Hungry Lucy at hungrylucy.com/front242. This is an all-ages show.
You're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana.
We'll be right back. Where's your nerve? Long for me, feel ashamed of me. Do whatever it takes to be here with me. And take me
listening to the Regen Radio podcast, and right now I want to play a few tracks from the new release Only Human Remains from Toronto's own Fractured, and I have Nick here. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
I am good. I'm glad the live show is over. I was very nervous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad it's over.
Last night we did a live show at Dark Rave, and I was lucky enough to play keyboards. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully I didn't embarrass you, Nick, did I?
When I listen to the tape, I'll tell you.
We've had a few reviews out now of the new CD. One of the things that keeps being said is that people like the variety in the music, and two of these tracks that I'm going to play are definitely club-oriented tracks, whereas Stratified Society is a little bit different. And then certainly some of the other songs on the album, Haunted Memories, that I played on the last Distorted Circuitry, and Try to Forget, which Razor Girl played last Monday, are a little bit different. So now that you had your first album out, and it had a variety of songs from the past few years, it seems like your music has developed a lot. What kind of direction do you see Fractured going in from here?
Actually, today I received my first not-so-great review of the album, and basically they said that the album is lacking a lot of variety, and I'm not experimenting enough as an electronic musician. I feel that I'm going to do whatever I want, and hopefully, you know, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. But I think there's a lot of different, you know, opportunities as far as how things are going to sound that, you know, I can choose from. And I don't necessarily want to pigeonhole myself into being, like, specifically an industrial band. I'd like to just be an electronic musician.
Do you have certain ideas for your next album already?
I would like to actually finish my my side project, Luminous, before I start any more Fractured material. But definitely, I think I'm just going to hold off. I've started to write down some concepts that I would like to try, and I guess it's just, I really would like to plan this one and do it properly.
Okay, do it properly. Does that imply that this wasn't done properly?
Well, I really want to, you know, to make the best impression to Stefan from Dependent. And I worked really hard, but, you know, looking back now, a lot of that time that I spent was kind of patching things together when, you know, in reality I should have done it properly from the beginning. Which I, you know, I'm just learning as I go along, but now that I know the process of putting an album together and, you know, setting a track list and doing all the promo stuff, I feel a lot more confident in that, you know, what's going to come in the future.
Well, actually, on the next Distorted Circuitry, I have an interview that I did a few weeks ago in Vancouver with Urseus Exit, and his release on Artifact Records is sort of a compilation of many years of work with his band. So, in the same respect, you have put together songs that you've been working on for a few years, and you sort of scrambled at the end to get it all ready for an October release and to try and make the album sound more coherent. And he described the same kind of process with his new album. Not that I'm comparing your albums at all, because they're totally different style and everything, but I think maybe that's the type of thing that artists do on their debut albums when they're signed to a label. It's part of the process, putting together stuff that you've been working on in the past, so I think that's probably not a unique experience.
I don't know, I agree with that. I just feel more confident now in, you know, pushing forward to starting a new album where I'm already established on a label, and, you know, I have some fans, and I have a direction, and I have a style that I've been developing since writing a demo and putting an album together for this release. I just feel like I feel better going into, writing more with other people as well, knowing kind of, an idea of where I would like to be.
Okay, well, it's about time to get back to the music, so thank you so much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for being on the show. That song we just heard was Every Time from the new album, my favorite club track, and this is Stratified Society. Following that will be the title track, Only Human Remains, on the Regen Radio Podcast.
Sorry. Hello, this is Nick from Fractured, and you're listening to the Regen Radio Podcast with DJ Morgana.
Radio. Magnum.